Welcome to Blondes and Business, a luxury beauty business coaching podcast.
We are here to give salon and spa owners the gift of time, money, and freedom.
Well, we are pumped to have you with us today while we dive into a topic that is such a hot topic inside of our industry.
Awesome. So, you know, we've had, maybe you've been in the space or maybe you know someone that's been in the space and it's like, okay, I'm getting out from behind the chair or the table, whatever it may be for you. So now what? And so today we're going to uncover exactly the four quads, the actual puzzle that fits together to help you have a plan in place so that when that time comes, or for you to know when that time comes, you know exactly what you can put into place to create success.
Yes. So if you are pumped to dive into this journey with us, we can't wait to walk alongside you today as we figure out how do we get out from behind the chair or table and really start serving our teams, our communities, and the industry at large. So there's always some steps when we're trying to get places. You know, you've got to have your point A to be able to get to that point B. So if point B is getting out from behind the chair, let's talk about what are the steps to get to point B. So step one would be, how do you get out from behind the chair? But most importantly, before we dive into that, we got to know the why. The why behind everything is usually the most important thing, you know, and if you've ever had a broken system inside of your business, or if you've ever had somebody not do something that you asked them to that you knew was super important, usually the piece that's missing is the why piece. And, you know, when people understand why you're doing something and you understand why you're doing something, that's when it can really be successful. So some of the benefits of why it would be important to step out from behind the chair or table are to really focus on those daily operations, growing your business, growing your team. You know, this really gives you the opportunity to create that bigger vision to where you can create amazing jobs and you can create millionaires on your team and really have that long-term sustainability. And so when you understand your why, you know, if your why is I'm exhausted from doing services. You know, we can relate. Jen and I have both been there before where you're wearing all of the hats inside of your business. But if your why is because you're exhausted, when you get out from behind the chair, you're going to either quickly step back behind it again, or it's not going to be a successful transition from you. So understanding the why and knowing, hey, it's time to assume a new identity. You know, when you step out from behind the chair, that's what's going to happen to you next. So when you deeply understand that why, that can help you start to get connected to that step one, which is, you know, how.
Awesome. And when you have that new identity too, is there's a couple factors that you always want to look at and view because, you know, we've heard stories before of people get out from behind the chair too soon without a plan in place. And so without that roadmap of what it looks like, that can almost create more confusion in your company. So, you know, one thing that you definitely want to look at is really making sure that you have a good hold on your profit and loss. You have a good understanding of the journey that your salon company is creating. You know, one thing that you can always look at that we talk about in the PhD program is your cost of goods being at that 60% or below. And so that doesn't mean if you're not there yet that you cannot get out from behind the chair, but just that factor of awareness to say, okay, you know, this is exactly where we're at when it comes to cost of goods sold. And what we like to say is that needs to be 60% or below of your total sales. And so some things that go into that would be, you know, your purchases, retail, back bar, your merchant fee, your owner's pay, your service provider's pay, if you have a training program, their pay. And so looking from that vertical, if that is taking more than 60%, that's when we like to say you could kind of be in that red zone. So that's just one starting factor to look at to say, hey, I'm not quite to that 60% or below at cost of goods. So like, what changes or what opportunities do I need to look at? Do I need to, you know, look at our career map? Is it exactly where it needs to be? Do I need to look at our pricing? Is it exactly where it needs to be? So I think you've got to have that data. You've got to have that evidence for you to know when it is time for you to get out from behind the chair.
Yes, I love that you said that evidence that it is time for you to get out from behind the chair, because that's truly what needs to exist, you know. And if you're needing help in that area, we have an amazing program, Salon Business School, that can really implement all of those, you know, basic foundational things that you need in order to grow to that stage to get there. Because like Jen said, there are so many areas to really strengthen before you're able to step out, just because, you know, there can be limited profitability inside of our industry. And if you're not paying attention to those numbers, like Jen was mentioning with that 60% cost of goods sold and below, you know, you really can put yourself into some really big risk that's not something that you can easily mitigate if you hop in too quickly. And so looking at all of your systems is a great thing to start to work on. You know, if you're time blocking your schedule right now to where you're doing some services, and then you're also spending some time working on your business, really looking at the systems that you need to get into place with your appointments, inventory, you know, look at your gold promise to your customers, you know, and really start to delegate some things off to your guest experience team or your hospitality host, if you have those positions in play, and really strengthen those positions as well, you know, because one of the ultimate things that you're going to be working on is strengthening everybody on the team. And so you have to be able to do both, you know, in the beginning, if you're not there to the place where you're totally out from behind the chair yet, to really carve that path to get there.
Awesome. And so, you know, once you realize, you know, this, how you do it, the next quad is really, you've got to do it. You've got to actually get out from behind the chair. And like Lindsay was mentioning earlier with, you know, we wear that hairstylist esthetician identity so well because we've been so successful at it, is a lot of times we can feel a little lost. It's like, okay, now what do we do? Because we've been in that race of being that successful stylist, is we're not sure. So I love that you mentioned time blocking is definitely one of the things as well. And, you know, I remember as I've made that transition from behind the chair, people like, well, Jen, what do you mean? You've been doing my hair for 19 years. Who else is going to do my hair? And I'm like, well, you said the same thing to me, to my grandmother 19 years ago, like, who else is going to do my hair? And you were just fine. So guess what? It's going to be just fine. And so I think, you know, once you have that, you know, date or whatever it may be, that plan, and you get out from behind the chair, is just to really be able to spend that time working with your team, building your team, you know, working on their skill set. Because remember, you probably have more years of service than them when it comes to skill, and it takes time to build skills. And so, you know, working with them on their luxury language, working with your hospitality team on how to create that grand guest experience or that grand guest entrance. And so I think, as you know, you can wear that identity of truly being a salon owner, because at the end of the day, one of your main greatest assets is to be able to create systems. Because a true business, and we'll get into this too, is able to survive without you. That's how you know you've created a true successful business, is when it's able to survive without you.
Yes, I love that you said that that's how a true business is created, you know, when it's able to be successful without you. And I think that it can totally happen. And I think, you know, having that identity switch can be a really tough thing for people inside of our industry. I think, you know, sometimes we aren't even aware of how much approval we get addicted to. You know, it's like we're getting that hit of dopamine all the time from our guests. They're saying, you know, like, oh my gosh, Jen, did you wear your seatbelt? Are you getting enough food to eat? Are you getting enough rest? You know, I love you. Don't let anything happen to you. And then bam, you get out from behind the chair and nobody's saying that to you anymore. You know, if you don't eat lunch or go to the bathroom all day, nobody cares, you know, and it's not that they're bad people. It has nothing to do with that. It's just a totally different identity, you know, and when you step into that leadership, as opposed to, you know, only offering services or being seen in that light, you know, you aren't always, you know, praised and loved in leadership. And you have to be okay with that, you know, because you are truly transforming lives when you step into that leadership role. You know, I often think, you know, it's okay sometimes if you have to make a tough decision. It's okay if not everybody likes you for it. Of course, you're not going to do it to upset others. You're doing it because you know it's going to be for the greater good of everyone. But hey, you still have friends and family. They still like you, you know, and so there's always going to be somebody. But really, you know, understanding, hey, these are two totally different identities and not getting so addicted to approval and really, you know, honing in on what your vision is and what you want to be able to create for others, you know, like for me and Jen, I know, and all the people inside of the PhD program. You know, we truly want to create millionaires inside of this industry. And we know it takes our career path to get there. We know it takes personal development. It takes financial education. There's so many pieces, you know, that we really work on all of the time to make it an amazing career for others. And so, you know, I think really identifying those different hats, because a lot of times, you know, if in addition to being a salon owner and being behind the chair, you know, a lot of people will wear other hats too, like, you know, friend, wife, mother, spouse, you know, what all of these different roles and hats that you wear, sometimes you can get some game confusion. And being a salon owner and being a service provider are two totally different things. And so when you're making that journey and you've stepped out from behind the chair, just know, hey, you assumed a new identity. And this is a beautiful opportunity to explore that identity and create who this new person is going to be. Because we know you have it inside of you and you have the ability to become an amazing salon owner or spa owner and really serve your team well. And we would love to support you on that journey as well.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing to add to that, too, is just being aware of your thoughts during that process and everyone else's thoughts as well, because you can get wrapped into their narrative very quick is because you'll hear like, well, what are you going to do now with all your time? And so most of the time, those are people that have never owned businesses before. And, you know, usually you can just answer with, hey, that's a beautiful question, but I got this really big vision for our company and I'm really excited to take it to the next level. Because if you're not clear about who you are, it's like that be do have, right? Like, who must I be? What must I do so that I can have what I want to have? Is like, if you're not clear about where you're driving the company, you could let those thoughts dictate your reality. And then that could be like, oh man, maybe I should be back behind the chair. What am I going to do with my time? And so I think you just have to be really clear and conscious of yourself, of what are you taking in? And, you know, just acknowledge everything that's said to you with thank you. That means that I don't agree or disagree, but I heard you. And so, like, I think you really have to stand in your power to know and to understand what thoughts are you going to take on.
Yes, that is probably the most important thing of it all, is really, you know, recognizing that those are other people's thoughts and recognizing your own thoughts and who it is that you want to be, you know. And so when you're in this second stage of actually getting out from behind the chair, you'll want to incorporate all of those things that Jen and I have just talked about. You know, you'll want to come up with a plan of how you're going to pass people on to amazing new service providers inside of your company that will take great care of them and assure them, hey, I'm going to be here every step of the way for you. You know, we're still on the same mission here at our salon to help you feel beautiful inside and out, or whatever your mission might be. And then also just assuming that new identity, standing in your power, letting other people's thoughts, you know, just view their thoughts and let them be theirs, and just know who it is that you are trying to create on the other side of this. And then, you know, celebrate with you as you're on your way out. You know, this is a beautiful thing when you're ready to assume that new identity, to be able to step out from behind the chair or table and really be able to serve your team in a much bigger way. And so, no, hey, it's okay. Like, sure, there will be some clients that are sad. There might be, you might hear some one-off comments from people on your team, but just knowing what's on the other side is something to celebrate and say, you know, please join me in celebrating this amazing thing. You know, it's going to be a win-win-win for everybody involved.
All right. So we got how to get out from behind the chair is quad one. Quad two is to actually get out from behind the chair. So quad three, which I think is really important as well. These all have so many important factors. It's actually going to be grooming leaders, you know, because why is that so important? You know, the necessity of leadership within a team helps with decision making, helps the company move faster. It helps enrollment. Like when you're all playing the same game, I know Lindsay mentioned that game confusion earlier is like when you have leaders on your team and they're clear about, you know, the mission, they're clear about where you're going, they're going to enroll everyone else on the team. And that's when you really create something that's extraordinary, something that can withstand any time. And, you know, something that will really just leave that legacy once and for all, once you even leave this earth.
Yeah, that's a beautiful space and a beautiful thought is to create that legacy. And, you know, and it is such a, this is to me, the one of the most exciting stages is when you're truly grooming those leaders, because, you know, a lot of times we call forth our own leadership, but to be able to call forth leadership inside of others and help people see things inside of themselves, it's like, it was already there. But when you help somebody turn it on, I mean, it's just incredible the magic that can happen on a team, you know? And so how do you identify some of these potential leaders on your team? You know, we believe one of the main ways to do that is to just recognize what light of life they're living in, you know? And so for us, we're looking for more green light leaders. And so you might be thinking, what in the world is a green light leader? You know, and we talk a lot about the lights of life inside of the PhD program, but it's truly just, you know, the vibration, the energy, the thoughts that people are living in. And so a green light individual, you know, it's going to be easy for them to make more of. A yellow light individual, you know, they might be making less of. And a red light individual is going to make nothing of. And so what that might look like inside of the salon is, you know, a green light person is going to be encouraging others. They're going to be celebrating wins. You know, they're going to include everybody on the team. They're always going to have a great outlook on life. And a yellow light person, a yellow light individual is, you know, going to have some good days and bad days. You know, they're sometimes going to be helping others. Sometimes, you know, they might not be as excited for somebody else's success. You know, it's going to be a little bit more of a rockier road. It's not always in that green light. And, you know, sometimes they can be influenced by who they're around. So yellow light individuals are great to just pay attention to who are they hanging out with? Because if they're hanging out with red light individuals, they're going to get brought down. If they're hanging out with green light individuals, it's going to be easy for them to step into that green light power. But a red light individual is, you know, not going to be celebrating wins, or they're going to be calculated with what it is. You know, they might celebrate so-and-sos, but they're not going to celebrate so-and-sos. You know, they're going to just create harmful acts inside of the environment. And, you know, a harmful act is just as it sounds. You know, it's something that doesn't create good inside of your company. You know, they might make little jabs. You know, if somebody's leaving, they might be like, oh, must be nice. You know, they might just make little comments that just tear other people down. And a lot of the times it's covert, you know, it's not always really noticeable what they're doing, but they're not adding to somebody's life. You know, they're really subtly taking away from it. And, you know, an extreme version of a red light individual would be, it'd be overt. You know, they couldn't make eye contact with you when you walked into the back room. They've been avoiding you probably because of some harmful acts that they've created. They don't want you to find out about. But that's when you know it's a red light individual. And so making sure that when you're grooming leaders, you are truly looking to create more green light leaders, it will bring everybody on the team up. Because all it takes is one turd in the punch bowl, as I like to call it, to make the whole punch be ruined, you know? And so you just got to know, hey, you know, this could still be a very beautiful human being. Just for some reason, this environment is not right for them. And so, you know, it's just a good light to look at to say, hey, probably not going to be a good leader, but this person would be a great leader, you know, and For us, it doesn't matter how many years of service they have in our company. It matters, you know, how do they want to give back to the team? You know, that's going to be one of the most important things. Is it doesn't matter, you know, you're not looking for your person who's been there the longest. That doesn't matter. What matters is how do they want to serve others? Because, you know, Jen says this all the time, there's service providers and there's those who serve. And when you are building that and grooming leaders, you want to look for those who are there to serve.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, once you are setting up this leadership team, make a clear path for them as well. And you're spend a lot of time with them. Remember your day one or day two in leadership. It can be, you know, a lot to learn. And it can really, if you have the right people in the space, they'll learn really quickly. So that's always good insight for you too. But, you know, delegate some things out and stay with them, like trust that they're going to do well with them, but don't just delegate and forget it. Really like check in with them. Like maybe they take over vacation requests or whatever it may be. And, you know, just having that 30, 60, 90 day checkpoint, what's working, what's not working, you know, I'm here to support you. And so, I think that's really a beautiful space to look at too. And then also just looking at your leader's strengths. You know, we talk a lot about Clifton's strengths mm-hmm. is like really when you understand where someone is most powerful at and power in a good way, then that can really help them become that superstar in your salon. And so, you know, having your leadership team go through a strengths finders test will really help you make sure that, you know, that when you're delegating things out, that you're putting them in that position that they're going to shine in, that you're not giving them something that is not going to spark or radiate light in them, that you're really giving them that opportunity to shine. And so I think those are just a few key points to look at when you are starting to delegate things out to your leadership team.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And once you've really groomed some amazing leaders, that is what sets you up for that next step, which is growing that business that doesn't depend on you, or growing your business that doesn't depend on you. And so really this ensures the longevity and scalability of your business. So, you know, salons that have successfully scaled or even franchised, the way that they do this is by removing the owner from the daily operations, you know. And so if you were to all of a sudden have to leave town for, you know, 2 weeks or 30 days or whatever it might be, could your salon survive without you? And, you know, there's a difference. Surviving is great. It's over and above, you know, but thrive would be where it's at. Like, could you come back and be up from where you were 2 weeks before or 30 days before, because that's when you know that grooming of leadership is truly working and that you are surrounded by those green light individuals, you know? And so when you do this, you really want to make sure that you're kind of doing this in baby steps. You know, you could, you know, take a 1 week, trial to see, hey, is everything good? How are things when I get back? You know, because I've had, you know, tested a couple of different times and seen gaps on what are some of the areas that I need to train in to get a leader up to speed, or is this the right leader for that position? Because that's okay too. Like, you want it to be something that feels like an exchange and an ease for everyone involved, you know, because I remember it's been a long time ago now, it seems, but, you know, I left town for a little while and some things kind of fell through the cracks. And so it was a great learning moment for me. Okay, so these are some things that we need to work on. But, you know, then there was also some deeper conversations like, hey, we noticed some of this going on while you were gone, and we just wanted you to be aware of it. And so, you know, I think just kind of having that awareness and knowing, you know, hey, it's okay if we have some speed bumps along the way, but we really do have to have our eyes wide open to everything that's going on so that we can adjust and make decisions accordingly so that we can continue to work on this business that's not solely dependent on us as the owners being there.
Yeah, I love that. Because at the end of the day, I think one of the main strengths when you're a business owner is to build systems. So leaving for that week, leaving for, you know, 1 day, 2 days, whatever it may be, it will allow you to see which systems are working and which systems are not working. So now that we've dived into the four quads of I'm out from behind the chair, now what? You know, we're going to look at how to do it, to actually get out from behind the chair, groom leaders, and then have your business be a business that can survive without you. And when you really just use this as a comprehensive roadmap to say, hey, this is where I'm at. This is what it's going to take me to get me to where I want to be. It just creates a space of freedom. It creates a space of certainty and a space of knowing. And so, you know, to live in that space of knowing versus not knowing, there's so much power. When you know that you know, that's when you can truly create the salon, the business of your dreams.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And, you know, we truly believe in the power of staying in exchange and helping others. And so if this helped you or resonated with you in any way, we would love for you to pass it on to somebody else or write us a review. We really appreciate your time and listening and hope you got some massive value out of your time with us today. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you so much for tuning into Blinds and Business Luxury Beauty Business Podcast.
If you got some great value out of today's podcast, please send it to one of your friends that is also a salon or spa owner. And if you have any ideas for a future topic or somebody that would be a great addition to our show, go ahead and send us an email, hello@thephcprogram.com. Send us a DM. Review this podcast today. Let us know your thoughts. We would love to hear from you. We look forward to seeing you again next time.